BlackRock files for second tokenized fund on Securitize Rails. BlackRock has filed with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission to launch a second tokenized fund built on infrastructure from Securitize, according to a report from Cointelegraph citing the filing. The disclosure landed in the early hours of May 13, 2026, and signals that BlackRock plans to expand its on-chain product line beyond its flagship Boodle fund, rather than treating that vehicle as a one-off experiment, a second on-chain product, not a rebrand. The new filing is a separate registration, not an amendment to the existing BlackRock USD Institutional Digital Liquidity Fund, BUIDL. Cointelegraph's report says the new product will again use Securitize as the tokenization platform and transfer agent. Specific details on strategy, eligible investors, and target chains were not in the initial post, and the SEC filing itself will determine the structure that matters. Whether the fund is open to qualified purchasers only, what assets back the tokens, and which networks the shares can move across. BUIDL launched in March 2024 and quickly became the largest tokenized treasury product on the market, anchoring a category that now sits above $7 billion across issuers. A second vehicle suggests BlackRock sees enough institutional demand to justify a distinct mandate, whether that is a different asset class, a different chain footprint, or a different liquidity profile. A second filing reads as a product line, one tokenized fund from BlackRock could be read as a test. Two looks more like a product line. The asset manager has roughly $11.6 trillion assets under management at the time of writing, and even a small share of that flowing through Securitize Rails would meaningfully change the size of the on-chain real-world asset market. The filing also lands during a wider institutional push into tokenized assets. Recent SpendNode coverage has tracked DTCC's integration of Chainlink standards into its 114T collateral app chain, Morgan Stanley's MSBT logging 194 MAUs in first-month inflows, and the broader tokenized RWA market crossing $30 billion, BlackRock filing a second product slots cleanly into that picture rather than standing apart from it. For Securitize, the win is structural. Being the tokenization partner on one BlackRock fund is a marquee credential. Being the partner on two starts to look like the default rail for the largest asset manager in the world, which gives the platform leverage when pitching other issuers. Crypto market reaction so far, crypto prices showed little immediate reaction. Bitcoin traded at $81,151, down 0.0% on 24 hours, Ether at $23,044, down 0.2%, and Solana at $95.35, down 1.0%. As of May 13, 2026, with the Crypto Fear and Greed Index reading 51, neutral. Token markets often lag headline-driven institutional news, particularly when the headline is a filing rather than an approval. The price-sensitive moment will come if and when the SEC clears the registration and the first share class goes live on-chain. The more interesting near-term signal will be flows into BUIDL itself. Filings of this kind tend to draw fresh attention to the existing product, and BUIDL is already the largest tokenized treasury product in circulation. Reads as a tokenization vote of confidence, asset managers do not file new fund registrations casually. Each filing carries legal, compliance, and distribution costs, and the SEC process is not fast. The decision to put a second product through that pipeline using the same tokenization partner is a vote of confidence in both Securitize's stack and the SEC's willingness to engage with the format. That said, the contents of the filing will determine how meaningful this is. A near clone of BUIDL points to one outcome: a different asset class, a different investor base, or a different chain footprint points to a much larger one.